For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. A 6.5 magnitude earthquake hit Hotan in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region just after 9 o'clock this morning. According to China Earthquake Network Center, the epicenter was monitored in Pishan County, striking at a depth of 10 kilometers. There have been several aftershocks, but no casualties have been reported. The county itself is about 1,800 kilometers away from the regional capital of Urumqi. With a population of 258,000, the county is mainly inhabited by the Uyghur ethnic minority. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang assured the French business community of China's economic prospects and invited them to invest in the world's second-largest economy. The premier visited the southern French city of Toulouse on Thursday before wrapping up his official visit to France. He addressed a business summit and visited the headquarters of Airbus, where an agreement was signed on setting up Airbus's second plant in northern China's Tianjin. Came after China agreed to buy 45 A330 jets worth over $11 billion and an option for an additional 30 aircraft. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says all of the basic elements needed for reaching a comprehensive nuclear agreement between Iran and the world powers now seem to be in place. Following talks in Vienna on Thursday, Wang told the media a final accord should be forthcoming. He says the time to resolve the Iranian nuclear issue has come. Iran and five UN Security Council permanent members, plus Germany, have been negotiating over the past 16 months to reach a long-term deal over Tehran's disputed atomic program. China's top anti-graft body has started a new round of inspections into 11 key state organizations and companies. These include the State Council's Office of Poverty Alleviation and Development, the People's Daily Newspaper, and China North Industries Group Corporation, a main weapons and equipment researcher and developer. Investigators have completed six rounds of inspections since late 2012. In the latest inspection results publicized last month, authorities slammed all 26 targeted state firms, including PetroChina and China Mobile, for a string of problems such as traveling on public funds and stealing state assets. Air quality in the Chinese capital has improved significantly through the first half of 2015. Beijing's Municipal Environment Protection Bureau says fewer pollutants are being detected and there have been more clear days. For example, readings of one of the smallest and potentially most harmful pollutant classes, PM2.5, have dropped from nearly 78 micrograms per cubic meter last year to just over 15 micrograms this year. South Korea has reported an additional case of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, bringing the total number of people diagnosed with that disease to 184. But no fatalities have been reported over the past 3 days. There have been 33 deaths from the virus since May. Latest case is that of a nurse at Samsung Medical Center in Seoul, which is responsible for nearly half of all MERS infections recorded in South Korea so far. The hospital has been shut down indefinitely. The International Monetary Fund says beyond debt relief, Greece will need an extra 50 billion euros, or $56 billion, to stabilize its finances from this October until 2018. The IMF also cut its forecast for Greek economic growth from 2.5% to zero. The statement comes 2 days ahead of a referendum on a reforms for cash debt deal, with Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras urging citizens to vote no. The European Commission, along with the IMF and the European Central Bank, wants Greece to raise taxes and slash welfare spending to meet its debt obligations. At least 12 people have been killed after four train cars fell into a canal in eastern Pakistan on Thursday. A railway bridge collapsed while the train was crossing it. Around 100 people were injured. A rescue operation is ongoing. The train, carrying 200 military personnel and their relatives, was heading to the city of Karian. Transportation authorities say the possibility the incident is a terrorist attack cannot be ruled out, as there was no apparent fault with the train or the bridge. The Solar Impulse, an aircraft powered only by the sun, has broken the world record for the longest non-stop solo flight. The aircraft has remained airborne for more than 3 consecutive days and nights while crossing the Pacific Ocean, shattering the previous record of 76 hours. The Solar Impulse took off from Japan on Monday for the 7th leg of its global journey and is expected to land in Hawaii by the weekend. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.